Blog Talk Radio.
So much for tuning in to She's On Radio. You are here with your host, KC, all the way out from the Richmond, Virginia area, with my co-host.
You already know who this is. This is Teddy P calling out of that good old 757 area.
All right, Teddy, how are you today?
I'm blessed. How are you doing?
I can't complain. We blessed and we can't complain. That is what's up.
Right now.
All right. And look, ladies, tonight we have a very, very, when I say a very, we have a very special guest tonight. And it wouldn't be KC if I wouldn't let her introduce herself. But, you know, I don't introduce anybody. Once you're in, she's on, get on our little imaginary couch, and we're going to relax, and we're going to be at home. So today's guest, would you please, the lovely audience. Hello.
Hello.
There you go.
Oh, y'all talking about me? Oh, okay. I didn't even know. I was waiting to hear who was coming on next time. How you guys doing? This is DOAP, Diary of a Poet. Hello.
All right. So, Diary of a Poet. Would you like to tell the ladies a little bit about yourselves?
Basically, besides I'm a passionate person about my poetry and my music, a lot of things you can find out about me is within the poetry, and I like to let that speak for itself, you know, not trying to, I guess, be all that humble, but it does speak a lot about me already.
All right. So what exactly is it that you do?
I do poetry, but I'm not your ordinary poet. I can do spoken word, but, you know, it's a lot of people out there already doing spoken word, and sometimes I'm one of those individuals, just like other individuals, that kind of want something a little bit more. So because of that, I decided to do a little bit more with the poetry and not just do it like a cover with the music covering my poetry, but it's a part of my poetry. So it's a little different.
Okay. So what are some of the, like, give us some of, like, your greatest achievements when it comes down to craft?
When it comes down to what?
To your craft. Poetry.
My greatest achievement. I think my greatest achievement would be when I performed for the Martin Luther King Day for Youth Rally at Wheatley High School here in Houston. And they bused kids from all over the city, from the middle schools on up. And it was a really great thing. I was able to find the best freestyle rapper male and female. So it was like a 9-year-old and then 17-year-old. They came up on stage with me and they freestyled, you know, with my performance. And it was really a great thing and a great feeling. You know, and I really love the kids because I feel they are our future leaders. So to be able to reach them and, you know, give back something positive, that to me was really something great.
Oh, yeah, it's always great to mold our children.
Yeah, definitely.
Definitely is. Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. You got that right. You know, so where did you get the name DOAP? I know it comes from the Diary of a Poor, but where did, like,
right.
where did it come, like, where did it really come from?
Well, you know, I got lazy friends, so, you know, it's enough that, you know, it's like, oh, I can't even call her a real name. I'm tired. I'm tired of Diary of a Poor. That's look dope. And so it just stuck. Everybody said dope, and I'm like, dope. And then it became more of a positive thing, you know, because instead of the D-O-P-E. So, you know, we even make it that way. I have, like, you know, I've started this clothing line, and, like, some of my clothing, you know, it says I'm a dope addict, you know, but it's in a positive way, you know. And actually, that brings up another thing with that I'm a dope addict. I actually gave a T-shirt and took a picture with a constable here in Houston, and he smiled holding a T-shirt, I'm a dope addict, you know, which was kind of cool. But, again, D-O-A-P is positive, where the D-O-P-E may be the negative.
Right. Right. I like that.
Thank you.
I know, Teddy, right?
The constable to hold up a T-shirt. Yeah, that's awesome.
Yes, yeah. Actually, I have it posted on my Facebook. Yep.
I'm going to go see that picture.
I know, right? Who's going to beat you there, Teddy?
No way.
Oh, yeah. So I have a couple of more questions. Let me ask this. Okay. Your art, you know, as far as your poetry, for the public audience that they have never seen you before, like, what would they expect coming into you performing?
What would they expect? I'm just going to say you're going to expect the unexpected. You're not going to expect what you think you're going to expect from me. So I really don't want to share a lot to it, because it's what really a poet doesn't do. You know, it would put me in the light of, like, being, you know, with entertainers, you know, in a way. You know, but I come from a background, you know, of taking, you know, acting classes and things of that. So, I incorporate a lot of things, you know, about me, you know, and I've learned and other things that I have a talent at, in what I'm doing with my poetry, you know, and on stage. So, you know, the stage, hey, that's my home, so I use that stage. That's the only thing I'm going to let you know about that.
No, that's right. Can't give them too much.
But I'm going to tell you this now. I'm going to tell you this. You might pay to come see me. But, oh, we're going to go back old school way. You're going to be involved with me. So, you know, my audience, they're going to be a part. It's going to be like we did the track together, okay? When you leave there, you're going to be singing it, because you're going to sing it with me. So that's another thing to keep in mind.
Right. Okay.
Which I am performing. Also, just want to say this Friday, it's the next big star in Houston. It's done by Poetry Over Music. So it's supposed to be a big thing, and they invited me out to do a couple of tracks. As soon as I get more information, I definitely will shoot you guys an email. And, you know, I wish you guys were here, because you definitely could come down.
Oh, road trip.
I know. Don't look.
Hey,
don't
I'll do a road
wish,
trip up there now.
Wish. When you say wish, we on that way. We like pride. Yes, we do. You have any questions, Teddy?
So how long you been writing poetry, and what's your inspiration behind it?
Well, I've been writing poetry since, I think the first poem I ever wrote, I probably was like 7. And but when I really, really started writing poetry, I think I was about in the 5th grade, and it was an English class, and we needed to keep a journal and write in a journal every Friday. So I used to write poetry and short stories, and I used to read, like, really the back of, like, artists, like, I would read their lyrics and stuff. And, like, I also would get in a lot of Stevie Wonder. So, you know, like, people like that. And I read Langston Hughes and things like that, Nikki Giovanni, you know, Maya Angelou. And I just, I don't know, I got really a lot more into the poetry. But the thing that deterred me was my senior year, I told one of my teachers, I'm going to be a poet. That's what I want to be. And she laughed at me, and she said, you're not going to make any money. So it became a hobby to me until I met Poetry Over Music, and they invited me to be on their compilation CD. And then that's how Diary of a Poet was born.
Mm-hmm.
That was so awesome.
No.
Yeah,
I have one on. Journey. I have Lord, had to clear my throat. Excuse me, y'all. But I got another question for you.
Okay.
I have one on Reverb Nation, and I had listened to your poem "I Want Your Love." How did you come up with that?
Wow, "I Want Your Love," which the beat was done by T Swift, who now goes by the name of River Phoenix, and I want to give props to that man alone because he's a great freestyle rapper. He's from Louisiana, but he sounds like he's from the East Coast. So the boy is awesome. So I just had to throw that out there. But he gave me this beat, and it had a little old school thing to it. So mm-hmm. I kind of went back, like flashback, to him in Houston, you know, when, you know, I did go and skate a super skate, even though I didn't meet anyone and fall in love. I saw a lot of, you know, people and my friends. So I put that in it, you know, to give it that vibe. And as far as the hook, I don't even know. I just started just saying every day and just singing it. And I asked my cousin, hey, sing this hook, you know. And then that's how I came, and I took it to my boy Roland May, and he did the production. And, hey, the rest is history.
That was an awesome track. I love that so
Thank
much.
Thank you. I like the, a lot of things I like to do, though, is kind of like, and again, I guess it gets back into the theatrics because in the beginning of my music, I may do some weird or some type of intro to kind of like introduce the track, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So there goes when you see, you know, because I know in the beginning you hear the radio station turning, which I asked him to put in because, like, you know, have it where I'm changing the radio station trying to find a great hit, and then it's like, bam, and then right. there it is. And he's like, oh, okay. So that's where it came from.
Cool.
Oh, and I want to send a shout-out to all my Facebook friends and Twitter friends that may be listening, okay, because I don't want to hear nothing. All right.
Oh,
okay.
Because they were going to get you. Cause they were going to get
they
oh, yeah.
Man. I'm serious,
you know it.
Man. They'll be posted. I'll wake up and see something posted, and be like, uh-oh.
Hmm.
Like, I'm listening. You ain't shout-outs out? Mm, I'm going to get you. Okay, I think I got one more question because KC, my brother from another mother, took majority of mine.
I'm sorry.
But I love you, though.
I love you, too.
I have looked at your bio, and it said you were, like you said before, that you was doing promoting comedy and you worked in radio. How did you mm-hmm. like doing that? And also, if somebody, like, say for me, wanted to get into that, how would they go about doing that?
With me and, wow, I'm trying to even remember how I even got into, oh, yeah, okay, I went to, I started at KTSU Radio, and so it's a college radio station, and the funny thing, I happened to know someone, and they was on the air, and I just used to kick it with them, and then I started, I had a radio announcer at a whole different radio station, and I used to, like, you know, like, do their just sound just like them. And so the program director came in like my voice and said, hey, why don't you, you know, do this time and this time on the air on, I think it was like Monday, Wednesdays and Fridays. I'm like, oh, okay, cool. But I was shy. So I came up with my own little thing. I was a flight captain. You heard the plane taking off. People was flying with the flight captain. But it became a thing. But that was the way I got involved. You know, it was really, it's about networking and with the social networks and things like that. You can do it a lot more, you know, where you can get out there. You can even reach radio stations, you know, on Facebook or Twitter, you know, and you can actually connect with a lot of times the radio announcers, but you can connect with people that can get you to the right people. But that's the best way to do it, really.
Cool. Okay.
I like that answer.
Me too.
That was an awesome question I asked. I'm proud of myself.
Yes, you did. Yes.
But I do like to, I would like to say within the way I do my poetry and music, I because I have poetry that I just do by myself, but a lot of times I like to collaborate. And I don't know when I do that, I don't know, in my mind, like I said, in my mind, I'm looking at like I'm the Quincy Jones of poetry in my mind. So, you know, I'm putting these people collaborating with me, and it's like, you know, who knows? You know, they might become a star because in my mind, I'm the Quincy Jones of poetry.
Ain't
nothing wrong with that.
Hey,
ain't nothing
everybody
wrong with
has that. To have that fantasy and imagination, mm-hmm. you know. You have to believe something to believe.
And
you
right,
know, and one
and
thing
right.
my trainer told me today, and he just reminded me when we were working out, you know, and he, you know, and I'm like, man, why you got me going past you? You know, the finish line is when I hit you on the hand, he said, you know, and he said, like, you know, that's, you got to remember that's what you want, you know, even if you're trying to reach 10, you pass 10, and you're going to make 10 and even exert a little more,
right.
you know, so... You know, he just reminded me what I, you know, I normally try to do. So,
all right, all right, all right.
You're gonna learn today. No, I'm
gonna learn today.
So
okay,
remember.
I'm not gonna let y'all hear my silly side tonight. Now,
we gonna bring it out.
We want to
come out
slowly. Bring that silly side out.
Nah, not tonight. No,
it's coming out. It is.
Yes, yes.
Hey, I had a rough day. I had to ride my trike, huh? Go ahead.
No, you go ahead. Hold on. Keep going. Keep talking.
Right. Yeah, I had my trike. I was riding my trike all day, but, you know, I hate riding the trike because every time I ride it, every stoplight, people want to ask, hey, where did you get that at? How much does that cost? Well, if I tell you how much it costs, I'm going to tell you how much I bought it for, but that's not the cost, you know?
Right.
Now, but I have a trike. It's one wheel in the front, two wheels in the back. So it makes it a little different from others.
Oh, I've seen one of those before, a couple of them. I said, I want one.
Yep, and again, if you go to Facebook, I got that posted too.
I'm really about to go back on your page and find that. I swear I am, because I'm going to say, I want one.
That's in my Instagram. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You got to find you on Instagram. I want one.
Mm-hmm. Yep, I'm everywhere. You're like, oh, that's why I said Google me.
Okay,
I
right
think
now.
I put that in one of my songs, you know, Facebook, Twitter, or even Google me, you know.
I know that's right.
Any more questions?
Oh, yeah, you are. You know, you know. You already know. What do you like to do for fun, Missy?
What do I like to do
like
for fun?
Fun, yeah.
I'm going to tell you. Well, besides doing the imagination travels, right now I realize actually what I like to do for fun. Hey, cousin, say hello to the world. Say hi. Okay, she said, say it loud. They on a tick.
Hi.
Okay, there we go.
Hi.
I have cousin
hi.
Day with my cousin. So we decided we would have cousin day, and that seems to be pretty cool. So... Like we started yesterday when we watched Bill Magnolias and we were watching the movies and stuff and doing the commercials, we have pillow fights.
Oh,
which,
wow.
Because she's kind of taller than me. She kind of, like, cheats, I think, and wins because she's taller. You know, her legs are longer, and she'll catch me and have me in a boa constrictor. She cheats, you know.
That's not mm-hmm. right.
But that's basically what I'm doing for fun now. I mean, I just had time to really become or start becoming normal because I was working like crazy with Verizon Wireless in tech support. And the call center closed here in Houston August 25th. And I don't need anybody to be sad. They gave us a severance pay. I get unemployment, you know, so I'm okay for a minute. but it does allow me to be able to, you know, focus more on my craft. You know, I'm going into the studio this week and next week and start trying to finish my CD. So, you know, and I'll be doing my CD and I'm going to be doing a mix CD with AD Matrix, who's from Nigeria. And he sings, he has a cross between Akon and Wyclef, and then he raps also. You know, so he's really awesome. But I wanted to kind of do something with, you know, the African-American and in our motherland connection, you know, so bring some of that music into what we're doing here.
Right.
I just want to know how we will be able to get a hold of your CDs when they come out.
Well, the best way is always to go to reverbnation.com/DOAP, Diary of a Poet. The other is basically going to Facebook or Twitter. I post everything, and you can find me on Twitter under @DiaryofAPoet and on Facebook at either Dope Found, DOAP Found, or Dope Music Poet. You know, that's my personal page. So, but I post about everything going on with me or anything else that's going on. You know, if it's hot, it's on my page. I think I posted something about She's on, didn't I? Let me see. Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep. So I guess you guys are hot.
Yeah, hot we
I also like to thank my manager, Trinetra Mayo. So also I want to send a shout out definitely to her. You know, she's definitely helping a lot, you know, in putting things together. So definitely I want to give her that shout out to her, you know, and her company, Social Elite.
She's awesome.
Hey, Dub Squad. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah.
See, that's how y'all do it. Any other artists out there, this is how you sneak your little shout-outs in. You know, you don't do them all at the same time.
At the same time,
In increments. People still can enjoy the interview and not go, oh, my God, would they shut up? You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying.
Yeah, okay.
I'm just trying to help them.
Right. Okay, so let me ask you a question. I've been reading your bio, and I see that you have worked with some very, very, very awesome people, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So would you like to tell the world a little bit about those awesome people? And I think y'all are going to be excited, everybody. I want you to tell us about those people.
I don't know, because I might say somebody awesome, and you're like, no, that's not the awesome one I was talking about. Because you have to understand, some of the people I've worked with, you know, are also my friends. So it may be somebody that you think awesome, and I think it's awesome too, but still they just my friend.
Mm-hmm.
So did you want to, like tell me who you may be speaking of?
Well, I was reading about The Temptations.
Mm-hmm.
I've read that. I read even down to Stevie Wonder.
Oh, okay. Yeah, okay. Well, yeah. Well, I would say even though The Temptations were cool, I would say also D.L. Hughley, I would like to mention. D.L. Hughley, we met when I was at KGLH Radio, which is owned by Stevie Wonder, and we were on the morning show together. I was part of the morning show team. So DL and I, you know, we hung out a lot. This was during the time he was also the host of Def Jam Comedy. So that was a great thing, and at the time DL's wife was a fan of Freddie Jackson, whom I just happened to know. So it was kind of cool because I got to have Freddie meet DL's wife, and it was kind of like he was all excited, like, oh, my God, thank you, because, you know, she's such a great fan. And as far as Stevie, what can I tell you about Stevie? Besides, well, everybody knows he's a prankster, and he is that. He cracks, I mean, as far as his blindness, if anybody has a problem with his blindness, it's other people. It's kind of like Stevie looked at it like we can't see. He see everything. So, you know, a funny thing happened, like a joke was when I was actually leading him out of his hotel, and we bumped into something, and he was telling the receptionist, oh, excuse her, she can't see anyway. So that was kind of cute, you know. So he's a good jokester, too. He likes to play air hockey, and he thinks he can beat everyone.
Oh, wow.
He has a great studio. When you see it on the outside, you wouldn't even know it was there. except if you saw the gate inside, it's awesome. And when you go into the main area, you got keyboards all around the wall. So that's pretty good. It's kind of like, had me nervous when he showed me the mobile studio because we had to go up these, you know, iron shaky stairs. And I'm like, Lord, if this man fall and something happen, I'm going to be to blame. I'm going to be on TV. So that was kind of nervous for me, but, you know. But, you know, CD's a, he's a great being. I mean, you know, the love, the humanitarian you see, I mean, that's him. He tries to help the world. The funny thing, I remember, you know, there was some people at the station that was talking about him, and it angered me because he was supposed to be his friend. And I told him how upset I was. And he was like, I already know. He said, don't worry, I already know. He said, you have to remember. Remember the saying, keep your friends close and your enemies closer. I already know. And I'm like, wow. You know, so it's just like how he deals with things. You think he don't know just because he can't see, but he still knows. Because, and it's real truth. I mean, you don't need sight to get a lot of knowledge or know certain things or be aware of certain things. And really, because he has gone through life so much without sight, he has a certain sense that we don't even have.
Right.
You know, so, yeah. But, yeah. Steve's a great person. He's a fun person, and he is a big kid. So there you go. Those were the main. I mean, I've met a lot of. I mean, I worked on ER, so I met George Clooney. I got a chance to always play basketball at his, trailer. He had a goal on his trailer. Actually, George Clooney, because he had a footprint, footprint on a trailer, and I said, hey, why do you have that? So he did a little jump thing, and his foot hit up on the trailer, and then he dunked the basketball. And
wow.
I said, okay. But, yeah. But, yeah, there's a lot of stories. I mean, we don't have enough time. I mean, you know, I mean, this show is not just about DOAP. But I'm honored and thankful and grateful you guys would have me on the show.
Oh. Oh, yeah. So what I'm going to do right now, I'm going to give the ladies a little taste of the DOAP.
Hey.
Here we go. And after this, I'll allow everybody to talk to her. All right?
Call and holla.
You're on mute.
Si lo haces ahorita,
back to 1991, when my life was so much fun. We was at Super Skate on the north side. Yeah, that's when we first locked eyes. You had me so mesmerized, so hypnotized. And that first kiss had me in a heavenly type of bliss. Everything we did turned to slow motion. Even that night on Padre Isle, when we made love by the ocean. And here we are in 2010, and you're still my soulmate. Hell, you my best friend. Every day you make me feel like it's my birthday. And even though it's a month after May, you give me the best lovemaking. You make me feel like the 4th of July. Can I roll your love up and smoke myself into a natural high? 2010, still with you, feels like 1991. You illuminate my world, so warm. My own private sun. And I can't get enough of you. It's forever with you. My heart shall stay true.
Every day I wake up with you.
I want your love. I want your love. I want your love.
Women
that resemble your face. Stay at a distance, I admire your grace. Remain humble as I pace your direction, disappear with no trace. So your silhouette I deposit in my memory bank, till I cash in my advances, odds even my chances. Vanilla, chocolate, caramel, color-coded molasses. Lady to be elected as the mother of my children. Got me watching my words like my mother's in the building. What makes you so appealing? The fact that you ain't gotta talk that rah-rah in the street, but in the sheets we know the dealings. I'm high off the feelings, and I ain't even smoked. Half Thai, half Brazilian, and I ain't even choked. Tiger Woods, huh? And I ain't even stroked. But I'm staying up to par, so when we, it ain't no joke.
That was like the first time. Yes, that was like the first time I've ever heard poetry like that before. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I'm serious.
That was good.
I'm so serious. Only good?
That was something to sit back, get a glass of Moscato and just chill.
Man, I was bobbing my head. Like, yes.
Yeah. You gotta remember, like, I mean, because, like, I guess working at KTSU was a good thing because they did jazz and they did, like, a lot of old school music. So I read up on the artists because I wanted to know about the artists I was playing, especially jazz, because I really wasn't into the jazz fusion at the time, you know. So it, you know, elevated me to a certain, you know, level to just, I don't know, to just taste for music and to see it a little different. And but you look at back in the day, I mean, if you listen to Marvin Gaye, you can listen to Earth, Wind, and Fire. They did poetry when they talked. You listen to people,
right.
You listen to old school. Let me talk to you for a minute about the sky and the world. Ooh, you know, I was listening to what? It was something, I can't even remember the song, but it was like by the Commodores. And they were like, you know, girl, you know, and then he was just talking. I'm like, that's poetry. And if you really think about it, I think really the first poetry to be on a music video was actually Vincent Price on Thriller. But they noted it not as, I think they noted it as rap, but it's actually poetry he's doing. Darkness through the night. Ain't nothing rap about what he's saying.
Mm-mm.
It's poetry.
Wow. Learn something new every day.
Yeah. So I listen to that and I'm like, wow, if he could do that in Michael Jackson's song, shoot. How come I can't do that?
Right?
I know that's right. No, that's right. So what we're going to do right now.
Like as an artist, you just like have to research your art before you know everything about it, not just your creativity. If you're going to put yourself out there, who are you going to be? And, you know, you got to mold yourself, you know. You're really like a product, you know, your marketing. So.
That's right.
But go ahead.
All right. I'm going to go to the phone line because they are lining up.
Uh-oh.
They
uh-oh.
Are really
light it up. Light it up.
All I see is ding, 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 ding.
Ding, ding.
Let me talk to you right quick. See what they got to say. If you are online, please call it to 646-716-6977. I'm going to repeat that one more time. 646-716-6977. If you'd like to talk to the DOAP, press number one. Ladies, if you're online or on the phone, please press number one. She is not going to bite you. All right.
And we're going to repeat that. We're going to repeat that one more time in the radio voice. Again, you're going to call 646-716-6977. And you're listening to KDOAP.
I know that's right.
On
here is that.
Yeah,
<Hello.
man.
laughs> I know, right? All right. 287, talk to DOAP.
Hello?
Hello?
Hey, Teddy. Hey, Casey.
Hey.
Hey.
You know, hey. It's Mimi. I'm sorry I sound like this. Hello to your guests. I'm tired. It's been a long day.
Aw. Hey, Mimi.
Hey, love. Hey.
What's up?
I said, how's everyone? How's everyone doing?
Oh, we're okay. We're having a party over here. How about yourself? You speaking the Diary of a Poet, DOAP, better known as Dope.
Yes, I know who you are. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know. Hey, Dope. You know, I don't know.
It's okay.
In my mind, it's only five people that listen to me, and they're my friends, so I'm sorry.
Well, you never know who's listening to you, right? So.
Well, thank you.
But I don't got too much to say. Definitely support you. So, you know, keep doing what you're doing. I just stayed up a little late just to call in and support everybody. And then I'm gonna go to bed because I'm tired and I have to continue my house hunting tomorrow and a lot more stuff.
Understood. Well, happy house hunting to you, and thank you very much for supporting me. And please feel free to add me if you have Facebook or Twitter.
I got Twitter.
Okay,
got Twitter.
So just add me at Diary of a Poet.
Oh, that's
and,
you know what?
I do follow back. If you just, huh?
I said I'm going to add you and make sure you follow me back. Maybe I can have you on my show.
Okay, but then remind me also. You can send me a message just to remind you, and I will follow you. That's not an issue, okay?
Oh, I sure will. Casey.
Okay.
Hey.
I sure will. Casey, oh, my God. So I found a house today, a foreclosure house for $50,000, a five-bedroom, three-bathroom house.
Wow. Where you live at?
I'm going to her house.
No, I just moved to Atlanta.
Atlanta, and this was in Atlanta, 50,000 five-bedroom. Wow.
It's in the South Hills area. It's a foreclosure, though, so it's a wonderful price.
Right. Pretty good, yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's wonderful.
I was happy, right, because up north they don't have prices like this, honey. Up north we pay big bucks for houses. Down here, they have this so cheap. I was just like, oh, my God, this is great. I need this. But, Casey, what was I going to tell you? Oh, so my show will be back on in, like, a couple of weeks. I'm interviewing Ken for Life when my show airs again. So make sure y'all watch.
Okay. All right.
All right.
But I'm going to say you guys have a good night. Oh, Casey,
do
the same. I'll see you guys tomorrow.
All right.
Cool beans.
All right.
No, I'm just kidding.
There you go, 913-206, talk to DOAP.
Yep, get a little dose of dump.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
Hey, who this?
I just wanted to say, this is Michelle Mosley.
Hold up. You guys, this is one of my Facebook friends, Michelle Mosley. Y'all say hi.
Hi.
Yep.
I want one thing to say to you. you are such an inspiration. I say this to you all the time. Every time I get a glimpse, see, I don't be on Facebook every day, but certain people that I feel are really cool, and I just love their statuses. Their statuses speak to me like that's that person. So when I see your statuses, you know, like the other night we was crapping around about 2:35 in the morning. You remember the conversation. We won't go there. But I'm just going to say, every time I see this woman's status, I love her more and more every day. And it's like she's right here with me, telling me, you know, Shell, da 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 da. And I'm like, yeah, that's what's up. Man, that's what's up. Gemini love.
So, thank you.
With that being said, I have another favorite artist that's underground, and her name is Mystic. And I'm sure you've heard of her. And one thing, one song that reminds me of you, Diary of a Poet, Dopest Earth Angel, Forever in a Day. I want you to listen to that song, because you are forever an angel. You really are. You are awesome. And I'm going to always follow you. This is my first time, because I seen on your, I got a status from you saying that you was on the air now, and I'm like, really? And I didn't even think I was going to be on the phone like this. And I was like, okay, I'm going to try it. That click, you know how you get on your cell phone.
Yeah.
And I got that touch screen. And go to my messages and click the number, and then it hits on. I'm like, oh, okay. Call the number. I'm holding. That was a cold cut that you was playing, though, just then. That was dope. That was dope.
Thank you.
I don't know who sings that song, but it was dope.
Well, actually, the singer is my cousin, Shannon Jackson. So she models.
Really?
She's shy at singing, but she'll sing for me, you know. So
that's
a pretty cool thing.
Song.
I don't have to worry
for
about
real.
Her being on anybody else's stuff right now.
That's what's up. It was tight. It was tight.
And by the way,
the
guys.
Most part of what I heard of it, and then her chorus was awesome. I was like, you know, when you've never heard someone's voice, I kind of pictured you rapping, but, you know, doing your poetry over music, and then I heard you singing, and that's what I heard. You know you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
When you've never heard somebody, you can't put a face to a voice. You can't put a face to a voice to words. When you see words written, so you imagine what this person would sound like. You imagine what this person would look like. I've never heard your voice. I've never even seen a picture of you.
Yep. There are no pictures.
Yeah, well,
I mean,
with
the mask.
I'm
kind of
lying on the picture part. I've seen a picture of you, and you're quite gorgeous.
Oh.
So,
if it was
that
me.
Being said, I want you to hear that. It's number 8 on her album, and the album that she had was called Mystic. It was self-titled.
Okay.
And if you would ever, if you have it, or if you've ever heard of her, and I'm sure you've heard of her, because she cold with it. She cold with it. But
I will definitely check that out. Oh, and by the way, guys, the quote she was discussing about the toilet paper, it was actually, it went like this. It was because 2:30, it was about 2:35 in the morning, I went to the bathroom. I live with my cousin, so there was no toilet paper. It was food, but no toilet paper. So it became a frustration because I had to find the toilet paper. So anyway, the quote was, I think anyone that leaves a toilet paper spool empty has selfish moments. Now, I'm not saying you're selfish, but you have selfish moments.
Exactly.
So that's what that was.
And it went from there. All the way till about 2 o'clock the next day, afternoon.
Wow. Everybody commenting, you know. Yeah. So, yeah.
I think I really kept it going.
Yep, you did. And thank you so much for your support.
I have my moments.
Well, thank you.
But I am so honored, literally. You know, when she said, whoever's listening, when she says she answers back, she really does. She loves everybody on her Facebook. If you're a friend of hers, she will answer back. And she always does. And I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you.
Thank
truly
you.
An earth angel.
Stop making me blush. Come on, I'm trying to do an interview.
Please keep on being the dopest. Bye.
Thank you very much.
Bye. You're welcome.
And I'll see you later on Imagination Travels in the morning.
In the door.
Okay.
Gemini love, baby.
All right.
Bye.
Bye now. Da-da-da-da. Alrighty.
Alright. I really love this next caller. This next caller. Oh, yeah. She's awesome. Yes, 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 yes. But I'll let her talk, because I know she has a mouthful. Area code 281. 253. Talk to D-O-A-P.
A-P. How's everybody doing?
Okay, how you doing?
I'm doing great, man. I'm loving the show. Shout out to the host, and I got to hear one of my favorite poets tonight. So I'm feeling good.
And who are we speaking with?
I go by the name of Jay. Some people call me Jay Real, but just Jay is okay.
Oh wow! They're all coming out tonight, aren't they? Like it's Halloween early or something, huh?
Yeah, and I'm in the building right now with about 20 people, and I put the phone on speaker, and we all just vibing out. And as soon as the dope track came on, everybody just started bobbing their heads.
What's up, guys? That's J Real, Portrait of Music. I was telling you guys I'll be performing Friday. That's actually at their event. And he could tell you more about it. Go ahead, actually, since you're online.
Well, I don't want to plug the event. I do want to say this, though.
Well, I do want you to say a little bit about it, since I will be there. So you're not plugging it, you're plugging me.
Got you. So if you guys are definitely in the Houston area, come support. It's a PON UTN event. It's just the launch party for the next big TV star. It's just everybody coming together, and then we're also going to be blessed with DOAP coming through to get on the mic and do her thing as she do. I love dope, man. I really, really got to stress that, because she takes music and she just paints. People don't really understand how much of an artist she is until you get to know her. She never wants to do anything typical. I mean, she'll take a rock beat, she'll take anything and just find her way to put her own style to it. And so many times when you listen to poetry, it automatically goes to that one box. But when you hear dope, she doesn't fit in any category. And I think that's what makes her unique. Just a short story, then I got to drop off. It was a story where Dope had to come out and meet the kids, and they all got to come on stage with her and rap with her. And then, you know, she's pioneered this thing where she does these masks now. And then one of the kids, they just, when we came back, they just kept asking for her. So she does everything. When she says she does it for the kids and she does it out of her heart, I can vouch that that's 100. She's not lying. She really is who she presents herself to be, and I love her. That's my family, and I'm going to be behind her for the day. So that's what it is. Thank you guys for having me on the show. I love the show.
But real, you didn't say it was going on Friday.
Oh, okay. I thought I said it. I'm sorry. So it's this Friday, everybody, at 9:30.
Where is it located and all that?
What's UTN?
Really
have all UTN is the Urban Television Network. It's
okay.
Channel 43 in Houston. It's also coming on Verizon Fios and Comcast and AT&T UVerse. The name of the show is The Next Big TV Star. It's an acting show. The show is produced by POM TV, which is Poetry Over Music TV. We got great people who came out, like Erica Badu. We got a show coming up with Lauryn Hill, where we'll be at Lauryn Hill and Nas event in October. And that's it. We're just really, really trying to pave the way for poetry and all artists out there who keep the arts alive. So, you know,
if you want to be a member, that's www.poetryovermusic.com. Hello.
There you go.
Oh,
I,
man,
I
we need to get
I
you
wasn't ready for
interview
that.
Next, huh?
There you go.
Right. Oh,
thank
yeah.
You,
look, get ready. She's coming
I'm,
for you
I'm,
next.
I'm behind the scenes. Love you, dope. Love you, dope.
Love you, too.
All right, fam.
All right, see you Friday.
All right, peace. Come check it out, please. Come support Dope and watch her do her thing. I guarantee you, you're just going to be blown away. Thank you, guys.
All right, thank you.
Oh, I feel today
all
is
right,
my birthday.
All right, we got two more.
All right.
It's your birthday?
No, I feel like it is.
Oh.
All is
well,
love. I just feel like it's my birthday. Wow. No, I'm a Gemini, so it's not till June 8th.
Oh, yeah, June. Oh. You're June.
Yeah,
Gemini.
I'm a June baby. I'm a July baby. I'm in there with like Tupac and Prince. Yeah. Yeah.
That's a high combination. Tupac.
Yep.
Prince.
Yeah. And I'm right in the middle, you know. Hey.
No, that's right. All right, go 201-567. Talk to
D-O-A. Maryland or something, huh?
Oh, hello.
Hello.
Hey, how you? Y'all doing tonight?
All right, you?
Is anybody on the line?
I'm on the line. Who are we speaking with?
Hello?
Hello? Can you hear us? Hello? Hello? Mayday, can you hear me? Hello?
They can hear
Hello?
You.
Hello, this is Dope, D-O-A-P. Hello, come in. I'm trying
yeah,
to save
they,
you.
They hung,
Hello.
Man, they hung up.
Oh, okay. I couldn't save
they
them.
They hung up. They definitely hung up. So
we'll
what?
Try to call back.
They'll call back. So just in case they do call back, I got that number locked in my head. Just in case they do call back, if you can give us your Facebook information, Twitter, all your social networks, pretty much you, everybody wants to know how they can get in contact with you just in case they want to book you or anything of that nature.
Not a problem. The easiest thing to do now to actually contact me as far as bookings would be to get in contact with my manager, and as far as that now, and I'm going to give you your information. I'm pulling it up now. As far as my Facebook, that you can search Dope, D-O-A-P, Music Poet. And then for Twitter, that would be at Diary of a Poet. And anything else, even Reverb Nation, you can actually just Google. Really, Google Diary of a Poet, and it will probably bring you up sites that I probably have even forgotten about. Black Planet.
Oh, wow.
You know.
Oh, I know, right?
Face, you know. But as far as, you know, Trinetra Mayo is my contact as far as the email. And here I am. I'm looking for it. But you can contact her. That is T. R-E-N-E-T-R-A at socialelite.net. So that's T-R-E-N-E-T-R-A at socialelite.net. But if you just want to find out everything about Dope, just Google Diary of a Poet. It's going to bring up Facebook, Twitter, and a lot of other things, too. That'll be the easiest way.
All right. Let me see if anybody else want to press the number one right quick before we let her go. Come on now. I know y'all ladies got something to say to D-O-A-P. Want to ask her something.
Don't be sad. Actually, I will be performing with this hot rapper, Justified. She's going to be performing with me on Friday. We're doing I'm a Shot Caller, which I like that pretty cool because really we performed that somewhere, and they wanted us to do something dealing with poverty. So that's how the concept for it came up. But I wanted to, you know, basically build from what's going on. If you really listen to I'm a Shot Caller, it discusses also the economic collapse that's happening. You know, I want to, like, throw things like that also in my poetry so people know what's occurring now, you know, like, you know, after we vote for our president, well, at that time, that's when we're going to know if we're going to have high taxes and all that, because Congress is waiting until then to do all that voting. So we'll think, oh, President Obama messed up, but it'll be Congress. See, we give too much power to our presidents when we need to be looking at the people we vote into Senate. Because that's where your power is coming from. That's where your lobbying is coming from. So I just thought I'd throw that out there. People, don't forget to vote. Because if you don't vote, if you don't vote and think it don't count, then do this. Do it for the people that died and fought for our right to vote, our ancestors, our descendants. Do it for them. How about that? That's who you vote. That's why you vote.
Right. Okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Got a little political there. Excuse me there. Ha! La!
Well, I would like to thank you, DOAP.
Well, thank you.
I'd like to thank you for tuning in to She's On Radio. Thank you for coming on here and giving us some of your awesomeness.
Well,
no,
thank
you.
I
am now. All right, go ahead.
No, I'm just, I wanted to let you guys know I really appreciate it. And I want to thank you guys for having me on your show.
We thank you as well for coming on here.
And I wish you guys the best, and I'm sure I'll stop by, you know, on my way to the top and visit you guys again. That's most definitely.
All right. We thank you so much, and we will definitely tune in to you and get to know you a little bit better. I've definitely already plugged into everything that you're doing right now, so we definitely going to keep in contact.
Well, stay tuned to my next track. It's called My Pain. It's very awesome. Unfortunately, Tenetra couldn't send that one to you guys because it's not finished yet, but she already, actually, she got a chance to listen to it tonight. And I want to thank everyone and the listeners, and all of you have a wonderful night, and remember to have the most amazing tomorrow.
Right.
I like that.
Me
like
too.
I know, right? All right.
See you guys on Facebook and Twitter.
All right.
Take care.
All right.
Bye now.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
That was awesome.
Yes, it was.
She was very awesome, Teddy. Teddy, she was awesome.
Awesome. She's a winner.
Fast with the track.
She's a winner.
She's the number one winner.
Yes, she is.
Awesome. Some of you all were too shy to talk to her, and we're going to get our belt. But
yes,
when you have awesome people, we have a chance to talk to awesome people and people that's doing very positive things in the community. You should want to talk to them. Even if it's to be like, hey, I don't know you, but
I want to say hi.
Tell me how. Yeah.
Right.
Just say, hey, Merry Christmas or something. You know, say Happy New Year or something. You
could have
said
something.
Yeah. Merry Christmas. You know?
Yeah.
Could have said something.
I got the belt in my hand. That's all I got to say.
What kind of belt you got, Big Daddy?
I got a leather one just for you, baby.
You know what, Teddy? I'm not even going to get into this with you because, you know, you already know the deal.
But you already know. I told you, not tonight. It's Monday.
It's Monday.
Mm-hmm. No, wait. It's after 12. It's Tuesday.
It's Tuesday, girl. Okay.
Yes,
well, see, ladies, what's going to happen now? We're going to get into today's topic that you all have been waiting for. Today's topic, we're going to be talking about fatal attraction. Dun-dun-dun. Now, Teddy, I want to know what are your inputs and outlooks on the topic of fatal attraction. Like,
I think fatal attractions are scary. I personally never had that happen to me or ever heard of any of my friends going through it. But that's not cool. If you have something like that for a person, you need to go seriously get some help from somebody, like right now.
Have you ever been through that setting?
Honestly, no, I have not. Thank God. Have you, bro?
Oh, yes. Oh, hell yeah.
Talk to me.
Oh, yeah. This is the whole outlook on fatal attraction. Women that, you know, cause the fatal attraction and women that go through it. But the women that are the people that are causing the fatal attraction, first of all, you need to know that, you know, you don't need to, if the love that you have for someone is causing you to want to hurt them or to want to make their life miserable, the people around them miserable, then you need to know Jesus, because Jesus needs to be the one to come into your life and let you know, like, look, you need to calm this down, because my children don't do this to people. You know what I'm saying? Like, come on now. Okay, you say you love me, but you want to kill me because I don't want to be with you anymore. First of all, you don't love me. Do you even love yourself? Why would you want to kill me? What did I do to you? You know what I'm saying? Was it that good? Was it that good that you want to come to me when I'm asleep and have behind my bed with an axe? Are you crazy? What's wrong with you? Hey, look, this is Casey. I did nothing but to deserve that. Okay? I'm sorry. I had a flashback.
Ooh. Okay,
I'm sorry, ladies, but yeah, you know. And ladies that are dealing with this, like, first of all, the easy answer to deal with somebody who's crazy like that is a restraining order, number one. Because once she's crazy, ain't no talking to her. She's going to always be crazy. You need to get the restraining order. You need to make sure this woman does not come around you 100 feet or less. Okay? She needs to go down. That's number one. Number two, if you're having somebody that's not allowing you to be happy in a relationship, there's a lot of you all that like that attention. I don't know why y'all like that attention, but that's not funny. And you'll never have anybody in your life that's going to want to stay and put up with that bullshit. Like, you need to put these women in check, these crazy people in check. I mean, if she want to kill you, you need to get a broom or a bat or something and beat her with it. Come on, now. She a zombie. Something ain't right with her. Please. You know. Call animal control. Call somebody. No, we need to put this lady to rest. Something's not right about this lady.
Mm-mm.
No, so it's not that serious. And I want to know from everybody that's listening on here. I want to know your input on fatal attraction. Have you ever been through it? And what would you do to get out of the situation? So what I want y'all ladies to do right now, please, 646-716-6977. Press the number one right now. I want to know y'all input on fatal attraction. Like, what's the deal with it? All right? So, area code 913-206, talk to me. Let me know how you feel about it. Hello, 913-206? I don't know. Come on now. I know some people in here that want to talk about fatal attraction. Y'all been with that one crazy girl, did not want to leave you alone, kept calling your phone, blowing in the phone, and stuff like that. And we got them. Exactly. Or when you in the club with your new boo, she want to fight you and the new boo. You know what I'm saying? Y'all been through some stuff like this before. And I know y'all want to talk about it. So.
Well, send a text message saying, I see you.
Exactly. Come on,
we
all
know what you're doing.
I know what you did last summer. You know what I'm saying?
Like, I see you drinking a Pepsi right now. It's cold too, ain't it? Yep.
What you doing with them grandma drawers? You know I don't like that. Like, hold on. First of all, how you know I got these grandma drawers?
Oh. I know they white. You got on them white ones with all them flowers on it. Mm-hmm. I see you, boo boo. Mm-hmm.
Same, baby. What? Y'all know y'all on this line right now act like y'all do not ever have ever had a fatal attraction with any woman. Come on now. And all you all ladies that's listening online, y'all been through some crazy before. So come on. 646-716. Talk to Casey and Teddy. We want to know, how do you feel about these crazy people that just won't let go of these fatal attractions? Like, come on now. We want to know. All right, I'm going to try 913 one more time. 913-206, talk to us.
Yo, I'm here. And, yes. Hello?
Hello?
Can you hear me?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, ma'am, we can.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Okay. I just want to say thank you for having me back on. I was with Dope online earlier, but I'm coming back on that. That fatal attraction, you so fucking right. That's some fucked up shit.
No, that's my girl.
Right? I am dealing with a fatal attraction currently.
Oh, damn.
Well, fucker, will it bipolar is hell.
Oh,
one
shit.
Minute I'm the you bitch, you ass, you ain't shit. I hope your ass drain to I'm here for you. I tell you, I got a text message. I'm going to tell you, I got, like, several text messages in the course of 2-3 weeks. Several text messages. One text message that I can currently remember was, I seen somebody driving your car. Must be nice. I didn't answer back. Then I seen, 'cause I drive a Mustang. So then I seen another text message. I heard you lost your job. No, I'm a hard worker. I was working two jobs, and I broke up with one of my jobs. Yes, I broke up. I quit, in other words. But then I get this text message talking about, I heard you lost your job. I'm here for you if you need me. No, bitch, I don't want you. I didn't answer back, though. I'm just saying. See, when I answer back, all it is they want you to answer back.
Mm-hmm.
But when you answer back, that's when they get they get what they want from you. They get you to fall back into right back where they were. You back in line with them. Don't answer back. And that straining, whatever you call that shit, is just a piece of fucking paper. It don't work. Because the bitch going to keep on fucking with you.
Mm-hmm.
It might
Can
make
I get
it
a
worse.
Witness?
It might make it worse. Hello.
Hello.
Hold on, see.
Two days ago, I got another text message telling me, I heard somebody messed up your car. Well, granted, my car was parked in front of my job, and I'm getting ready to close my store, and this motherfucker runs head first into my car.
What the fuck?
Yeah. Mind you, you can't keep a good woman down.
Right.
I got my Mustang running, and she's pretty as steel. And all I need to do is, you know, from a distance, you look at her, oh, damn, that motherfucker tight. Get up close. Ooh, she got scratches and shit, so I got to get her paint job. But I ain't tripping about that. It's materialistic. As long as that bitch get me back and forth to work, I don't give a shit.
Right.
I know that's right.
But when it's all said and done, quit sweating me. You tell me one day, fuck me, hope your ass drain, to I'm here for you, and then fuck me the next day, you ain't shit, and then I'm here still for you. Bitch, leave me alone. Then you turn around and tell me to leave you alone, and I'm not answering you? Why are you telling me to leave you alone, and I'm not answering you? Why don't you reverse that? Leave me alone, because I'm not answering you.
Right. I just can't believe they went head first.
The moral of the story is when you got a stalker slash fatal attraction, boo-boo, the only thing you need to do is pray for them and pray for yourself to find peace and forgiveness for that person.
Right.
Because in order to move on with your life, you must have peace with yourself and forgiveness for others that do wrong to you. Whether it was you doing wrong to them and y'all broke up, or you they did wrong to you and y'all broke up, whatever the case may be, please pray to whatever God you believe in. Because, you know, it's a whole bunch of gods out there that folks is believing in. But I believe in one God, and that's Jesus Christ, Almighty God. However you want to say it, that's who I believe in. Now, yes, I drink, I smoke, I party, I kick it. I'm a backslider. I am not perfect. But I'm a Christian all day long. And everybody that know me will say, Michelle is always peachy every day, all day, even through adversity. So pray for those that do wrong to you so that you can move on with your life. Because when it's all said and done, when Jesus died, he died for all our sins. And I'm going to tell you one thing. He did nothing but good for all of us. But in the long run, he still got slapped in the face, even though he prayed and he died for our sins. So what does that tell you? That tells you what? It tells you this. Even though you may pray and forgive and all this other stuff, you're still going to die when it's your time. But you still should pray for that person. Pray for all that do wrong to you. I don't know if that makes sense for this conversation, but it made sense to me because of the simple fact whenever you go through drama and people just don't want to let go, just pray for them. Pray for them. And learn to forgive. So I was in church one time. I know you got another caller probably, but I tell you this much, I know I was in church one time, and they said it was, you know that saying, it's not a saying, it's a prayer. God forgive me for, forgive me for my trespasses as I forgive those who trespass against me. Well, that quote by itself, if you break that down, God forgave us for everything that we've done unadulterated. He forgave us and threw it in the lake of forgiveness. But we, living on earth, in the flesh, we don't know how to forgive like that. So if you think of it this way, if God can forgive us the way he does and forget about it and just move on, can we do it? No, we can't. We don't know how. Because we're in the flesh. When it's all said and done, we're not living up to what he's saying. Forgive those that trespass against us. But the way he forgives us, we don't forgive like that. And we need to learn how to forgive like that. And maybe we can move on with our lives and not have so much trial and tribulation. I'm just saying, though. I mean, I hate to get all biblical because I'm really not a biblical person. I'm spiritual, and I don't quote the Bible because I don't know the Bible 100%. And I'm being totally honest, but I do believe in God, and I totally believe in forgiving folks, and I'm trying my hardest to forgive like God forgives us. Sometimes it's hard, but we have to. And that's all I got to say. And I want to thank y'all for listening.
You are so welcome. That is quiet. What?
I'm saying, because
you spoke some truth, man. I swear, that was awesome.
That's why I was being quiet,
you know,
girl.
Maybe one of these days
I'll
get on here and I'll spit some poetry myself, because I too write poetry. I don't do it over music, but I write poetry. I'm more of a erotic poetry type writer.
Mm-hmm. That's wrong.
I know, right?
I know. I need that spit to me on a daily basis.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in Chicago. I'm not in Chicago. I'm from Chicago, but I used to do amateur poetry on the north side when I was back at home. And then I stopped writing because I was moving around. I done lived in 6 different states in the course of 12 years, and I'm just a mover. I don't want to stay in the same place for long. You know what I'm saying? I'm like this.
Mm-hmm.
I'm that person that just, I can't stay in one place. My mother told me long time ago, don't live and die where you were born. Go and see the world. Adventure out. You know what I'm saying? Adventure out and see what you can see. See what you can learn. Learn what you can know. And meet different people. I've never been totally just in one place for a very long time. Never. I think the longest I've ever been in one place was when I was young, and that was in my hometown. When I became, 18 years old, that's when I started venturing out. Michigan, Wisconsin, Kansas, Missouri. Now I'm in Texas, Florida, California, New York. England. I've been all over. But to live in different states, that's a wonderful thing to do. It's not good to just stay in one spot. Because you don't know nothing. All you know is what you learn in that one spot. Move around. Kick rocks with open toes. And I don't mean that in a mean way. Sometimes that can be said in a mean way. But kick rocks with open toes sometimes in another part of town or state, rather. Not town, state. People live in Texas. I'm in Texas right now. People live in Texas. They say, I'm going out of town. You know where they go? They go to Houston. And they all the way in doubt. Galveston. Come on, that ain't going out of town. Still in town.
Mm-hmm.
I went to Port Arthur. That ain't going out of town. That's going to the suburbs to me. You know, you feel me? Move around. Take flight. Get some wings and fly.
Yep.
Peace. That's all I have to say. Take wings.
Alright.
Get flight. Travel. Move around. You know what? I just love y'all. I'm going to listen to y'all more often, because this is really my first time listening
right now.
You tune in every Monday through Thursday. We are here same time, 12:00 Eastern.
Okay, y'all are awesome.
Oh, thank you.
You're awesome too.
Yes, she's a winner.
Don't be just saying that just to butter me up and set me up.
No, why would we butter Why would we butter you up?
I'm just teasing.
She blushing. She blushing.
Look. She's blushing a little bit. You know, it's cool.
Who blushing?
You?
She blushing. You?
Yep, idiot.
Look, they got a blush laugh right there.
Yep.
Oh. There it goes.
Where are y'all?
Huh? Where are
y'all located?
Well, we both are in, we're in Virginia.
Yes.
Really? You know
yeah,
what?
We're all the way in Virginia.
I'm going to have to take a trip out there.
Yes, come on
to
the good old Commonwealth.
You know, I'm having this big event December the 28th with Pretty P and Lee Thule.
Oh, my God,
that
is my hot-ass. Ooh.
You said the right word, bro, Pretty P.
Lord have mercy.
I know, Pretty P. I said... What'd you say, Pretty
P? Wait a minute, you just said the only one, I'd have really flipped my wig.
Like, ooh, Pretty P.
Well, who? Kale? Who's so?
Oh, Lord.
Uh-oh.
I still, you know,
so you
she has been
that.
In Houston. I still haven't seen her. That's
well,
one hot ass.
You should have hit us up, man, because you could have been there to see her. She was there, her and Pretty P was on the same event.
Oh, I got them on my Facebook, too.
No, she's on though. Yeah, she's on a lot of events. So, you know,
oh my
you
God,
need to get in tune with what she's
hot.
On.
They are some hot, hot, hot.
Uh-oh. Somebody getting hot over there.
Damn,
no,
she
I
over
just
there.
I had to take a moment and breathe.
Love.
Oof.
Mm-hmm. She touched.
I just had to take a moment and breathe.
She had a moment. Ain't nothing wrong with having a moment.
She's a little nasty. She's a little nasty, bro.
And I've never seen them. I just see their pages because I have them on my Facebook. And as so often, I get a little glimpse of my Facebook after I done had a hard day's work. And I say, woosah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Uh-oh. We going to hell.
That's that sinister laugh.
Yes, I'm going to get them. Yes, I is.
Wait a minute. Now I'm dropping shit.
Oh, see, the Lord knows. The Lord knows your name. He knows what you're thinking right now. Yes, he do.
Yes, sir.
About Pretty P and Ken Kelsey. Yeah, no, I need a moment.
I'm going to behave myself, though.
Yes.
I'm going to sip please. On this Limerita.
Oh, wow. That's a drink.
You know what? Come on. When they came out with that, I was just like, what the hell? They done messed up the game.
Pretty much.
I love Corona and Hennessy. I ain't had a Hennessy or a Corona since them motherfuckers came out.
Damn.
Of course, I haven't been out in a while either.
Well.
Do they sell them at the clubs?
No, I don't think they sell Limeritas at the clubs. They need to.
See, that's what I'm saying. I ain't been out. In a long time.
Ooh.
Cause I
work
so much.
All right, Nano. 913. I'm so sorry, but we just got a ding, ding, ding. We just got a
I'm
got another
so
call.
Serious. I feel you.
So
I done held up the line long enough. Hey, Dan, you were before you put me on. They was
talking. On the line.
You were
come right back to you.
All right, Mama.
Nah, don't go nowhere.
Don't go nowhere.
Where, cause I got another topic for you. So don't go nowhere. I'm gonna hit these two people. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Area code 734-686. Talk to us. What's your views on Fatal Attraction?
They get on my motherfucking nerves.
Oh wow.
I know that's right.
You got the ones that be mad because another stuff posts on your Facebook.
Mhm.
Oh my God, it's just so. Difficult. Then you had the ones that follow you home from work.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
You just been having a rough life.
Man, who you telling? I'm only 24.
Oh, no. Oh, baby.
Let me.
That's crazy. Fatal attractions are deadly. They're deadly. And, Casey, if you go off on me like you did today on Facebook, we're going to have us a problem, okay?
Uh-oh.
Oh, my God. Who is this?
I was just stating a fact, okay?
This is Coco.
Don't
put you
do
out
me.
There, bro.
We're going to go at it, okay?
Now, let me tell you something. Look. Trust and believe me, I'm not looking for a woman. I'm not looking for her, okay? Trust and believe me when I say that. You know what I'm saying? And, like, I don't know. Everybody just think I'm looking for a woman because I be posting stuff, but I just be posting motivational stuff, you know? Like, I don't want a woman. Like, I'm cool with my own plan, with my own kitty cat. You know what I'm saying?
Okay,
I don't need...
bro, that was a TMI.
Look. I like it. I like the fact that it's getting cold outside. It's, you know, friend or whatever. But, you know, if she doesn't come, oh, well, like, I have my own fingers, too. And I can play with my own stuff, and I can motivate me. You heard me? That's all I was saying. Look, I wasn't getting smart with you. I was just like, look, I'm not. Who said I was looking? You know what I'm saying? That's just all I was
saying. No. You know how when you talk to people and then you can actually read their messages and read what they're saying and actually hear it in your head the way they're saying it?
Mm-hmm.
No. You was getting smart. Don't do me.
Yeah, you liked it.
Whatever. Don't do me. Don't, you just tried to do me again.
You liked it.
You just tried to get me again, though.
Yes,
like,
you
for real. For real.
You liked it.
For real.
You like
it. You want punishment. Go in your room. Go
to your room, bro.
No.
Go. You want time out. No TV, no phone.
No.
You got to get off the show.
No.
No nothing.
What?
You grounded.
But see, I like when women put in demands anyway. You know, that's kind of sexy, you know, so.
You're putting in
demands and you telling me what I got to do, you know what I'm saying, then, you know, you're a winner. I like that. Kind of turn me on a little bit.
She put you on punishment, bro. Sucks to be
no,
you.
No, man, I like punishment. I wonder what I got to do to get
I'm going to get on punishment one day.
One day?
I wonder what I got to do to get
one
off.
One day.
Damn, I'm going to be on punishment.
You got to figure out a way to get off.
Yeah, I got to figure it out, man. But trust me, I'm going to figure it out. I'm going to figure it out. So I'm not going to sit here. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I am.
Okay. I'm glad you're confident in yourself. You can't make me change my mind. The only person that can make me change my mind is me.
So what can I do to change your mind?
I'm not telling you now. Just sit in your corner and think about what you did.
Damn. I'm going to find out. I'm telling you, I'm not going to be there long. I'm going to be there like 10 minutes. But I'll do it just for you, just because you want me to. But, you know, I'm going to get out. I'm KC, baby. I'm going to get out.
If you say so, we'll see. By the end of the show. Yep, I'm going to see if you can get off by the end of the show.
We might got to take it off the show. There might be some punishment.
Like I said, you got into the end of the show to make me change my mind. See if you can do it.
I'll see if I can do it.
Anywho, hi, Teddy. How are you?
I'm fine. And yourself?
I'm good.
I'm not on punishment, so I'm great.
Man, that's rude. I don't want to be on punishment.
You don't even talk to me on Facebook, Teddy. Nope, you on punishment, too. Because I added you as a friend a while ago.
Wait a minute.
Both of y'all on punishment now.
Can you post something on my wall? Because I got a whole lot of people that I've added, and I ain't, you know, been able to say, hey, how you doing? I'm here. So post something on my wall so I know who you are.
Let me find out you just added people because they're females.
No. Look, hold on.
No, that's
hold
right.
On.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Hold on now. Just put some.
Look, just put something on my wall so I know who you is. You got to stand out from everybody else that's on my friends list now. Come on now.
I shouldn't have to. But
please.
Okay.
I'm Teddy Bear. You got to do it for Teddy.
That's not going to work.
Oh, hell. That's right.
You tried, though. I give you your props on trying. I'll think about it, okay?
Sweet.
What y'all talking about for the rest of the show?
You getting us all punishment.
Right?
Hi. I told you y'all got to the end of the
show.
Y'all got to show.
I'm trying to figure out who this is.
Yes.
I'm trying to figure out.
What's this account right here? Shit.
I'm about to get cussed out and some more stuff on my page.
I was going to get you on your birthday, but then I was like, she wasn't going to be on the show for her birthday. So, I let it slide.
You could have. I called in. I was drunk, though. But you...
I don't even think I stayed on the whole show that day. I don't remember.
I'm trying to remember who you are, though.
Coco.
Oh, shit.
Coco with a K. Not a C.
Okay, excuse me, honey. I got you.
I'm just saying. Because a lot of people get that mixed up. But you guys have a great night. We'll see how long this punishment lasts. See if I can get off before the end of the show. I'll stay on.
All right. Area code 901. 596 Talk. How do you feel about Fatal Attraction? Let's go.
I got two questions.
Okay.
All right. My first question is trying to see how can I get tickets for the show. I think you said in December or something like that.
Yeah, Winter Wonderland, www.winterwonder.tk.
All right. And my second question is, where are the plants here in VA?
Where are the what?
Where the plants at? Because this sucks. I'm up and I need a plant.
Like a
grass plant?
Yes.
Well, I guess you can go to Lowe's or something. I mean, Walmart.
Nah, not those type of plants. Nah, y'all all the way off. What a greenery at
okay,
with
like,
smokes.
Like, oh, so you trying to get us put off air. You feel what I'm saying? Look,
I don't know nothing.
You don't know nothing?
I know something,
all
but
right.
I can't say. I plead the fifth.
All I'm going to say is go downtown. Wherever you live at, go downtown. You know, there's always some good stuff downtown. You feel what I'm saying? That's
mm-hmm.
the only answer I can give you on She's on Radio. Yeah, I will give you the rest of the answer, but I can't, you know.
Not right now.
Yeah.
No.
I feel you.
Yeah.
I got the number.
Very public.
So that's cool. All right.
All right. So the next topic of tonight, we have 30 minutes later, so y'all already know we're about to go into She's On Out the Dark. If this is your first time listening to She's On Out the Dark, very, very explicit. It gets explicit to the point where if you are under the age of 18, you need to get off of the line right now. I want to give you 3 seconds to get off. 1, 2, 3, boom, bam. So you should be all gone. This conversation is only for the grown and sexy ladies. If you want to ask KC and Teddy anything, this is how we do it when She's On Out the Door. Y'all can ask us anything sexual, freaky questions you want to know that you want to see our input on the question. Then you can ask if this is your alone time with us. Does not get scared. Come on now. You have a question you want to know. All right?
Right.
We have no labels over here on She's On Radio. So But that being said, area code 734, I want to know, I want you to tell us or ask us the question that you want us to answer. All right? And that's for the grown and sexy, so let's go.
Why I gotta be first?
I mean, I can hang you up and then, you know, I can go to the next lady.
Right?
You feel me?
You know what? See, now you still trying me. Y'all still trying. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, but you was the first one in line.
Anywho, what are y'all biggest fantasies?
Uh-oh. Go ahead, Teddy, you know. Go ahead.
That y'all haven't done or tried to.
All right, go ahead, Teddy.
I don't even know. Shit. Put me a card. Bruh, you gotta go first. I need time to think.
Come on, you ain't new to this. You ain't new to this. Come on.
I know I ain't new to this. Shoot. Somebody used me as a daggone crap. I just had it on the tip of my tongue. That's some bull. I think my biggest fantasy
would pretty much, I don't know, something very, very, that I think that involves water and the outside. I think it would be me and a woman on a wet football field in the middle of the football game, actually. In the 69 position, as it's raining down on us, you know, we're already going to be wet. Yes, we're already going to be wet, you know, just because of our menstruation hitting each other's walls. You feel what I'm saying? But I think it'll be very hot and sexy for us to be getting hit with the rain as well. You know, a little bit of extra, a bit of wet on the moisture. On the bottom of the body, I think that could definitely be something that I would want to get into. I've always wanted to do that at the Super Bowl in front of thousands and thousands of fans.
Ain't nobody gonna be focused on the game.
Hey, I know. That's the point. That's why it's a fantasy.
I know. Football players be standing around like, oh my God, fuck this game.
Every time all she climax, touchdown.
Is it an all girls football team?
Yes, all femmes.
Yes. All femmes. I'm going to that Super Bowl.
All femmes. You hear me? It's going to be awesome. You know, fireworks. Every time she busts a climax, it's going to say, touchdown. Sick.
Oh, Casey, let me find out you a freak.
You know, I don't know. It's just, man, let me tell you something. I'm beyond a freak, baby. Freak is my middle name. That's just the beginning. You know, give me some more challenging questions. I'll give you some more challenging answers.
Okay. Teddy, but you're not getting out of this. I'm going to need you to tell me.
Okay.
You thought you were slick.
I thought I was. I'm ready for it. What is it?
You gotta give me your answer.
My answer, let's just say, I wouldn't mind being blindfolded and handcuffed.
Hmm.
Or whatever happens. No safe words, no nothing. Just blindfold me and handcuff me and go from there.
Okay. So both of y'all got a little bit of mine. But that wasn't my question, so I'm not answering that. That was y'all question.
So do you have any more questions?
Okay. If a female came to you and said, I wanted to do it on top of a car in the rain, handcuffed to the bike rails that you put your bikes on, would you do it?
Hell yeah.
Man, let me tell you something. I would do it. I would go speeding. God damn it. Yes, I would do it. Yes.
I would do it too. Yep.
Nothing like it. That's dominatrix, baby. That's dominatrix. Let me tell you something about dominatrix. That is some awesome, awesome sex. You have never role played or anything. Being handcuffed? That's awesome. I can't tell you.
I think my fantasy is a little dangerous.
I like danger. Tell us.
I want to, let's see. I use the Millennium Force. I want to get done going down the Millennium Force. Like, I don't know exactly how it would happen, but, like, I could see myself eating the girl out with her legs tightly so I can't move. I can't think about falling off because her legs got me to the point where I can't even move. 69 maybe going down. I don't know. Something going down a roller coaster. It's kind of dangerous, though.
That's
just hell of a vision. Y'all don't miss. Would you ever do a fourth one?
Yep, I already did it.
But damn, got me beat. By one.
I have actually been in a sixth one, actually.
Oh, wow. Okay.
How did that?
Were you the only stay?
Yes. Yes, I was.
Oh, you so lucky.
Yes, I was. I mean, you know, my younger days, I done a lot of stuff that I'm not even ashamed of. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, I done did a lot of things, man. Awesome.
You got me beat, bro. By one, maybe two people in the mix.
Okay. Not putting y'all on blast, but your best girl that you've been with, you don't say her name, just think about it. What was your favorite time with them? What was your favorite encounter with them?
Oh, shit.
Now, if y'all have these people that's on your, if these people are on y'all show, you need to be careful how you say what you say.
Well, I know mine ain't, so I can go first. I know mine ain't. It was last year for my birthday. Let's just say from 12 o'clock when I woke up on my birthday last summer till the next day, I couldn't move. She did things to me that I can't even explain. Let's just say I was smiling.
It sounds like you are now just thinking about it.
I am. Trying to get me in trouble? I need to shut up now. I need to go talk to my lawyer.
I'm going to say she did. She jumped up in the air on top of the bed rail and jumped on my face in a split position.
Ooh.
Wait, wow. Say that one more time.
She jumped up on the bed rail.
Okay.
She jumped up on the bed rail. She busted a split on my lips, on my tongue, on my face. She jumped down and did a split.
Come back. It sounds like you're having a flashback. Come back.
I know, right? Come back.
Come on.
Come back. I can't have no flashback. Neither can you. Come back, goddammit.
Hell yeah. That was the best.
Wow.
It's going to be okay.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be okay. Hopefully, I will get to do that again with that person. Hopefully, very soon. But,
On that note,
that person listen to the radio? Did that person listen to Shizzo?
It's possible.
Huh?
It may be possible.
Well, I was going to say give them a shout out, but you ain't got to say no name. They should already know who they are.
Because if I give that person a shout out, a lot of other people might know who it is. So I'm not going to give that person a shout out. Because people know who it is just by me talking about that person. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to talk about that person. I'm not going
to
pull the
card.
Plead the fifth, man. Plead the fifth.
I'm trying to get some new booty. Now you trying to stop me from getting some new booty.
That's why I say plead the fifth, bro.
I'm trying to get some new booty. No, I'm just joking. I don't even want no booty, man. Booty is dangerous.
Booty is an eye of the beholder.
Okay.
I sure could use me a piece of fried booty lips.
I'm going to say okay. I'm just going to say okay, and I'm going to leave it. I'm like, Teddy, I'm going to move the fist on that one.
Thank you. Just not a smile. Not a smile, baby. Not a smile.
I'm not even. No. I'm not even.
Damn.
There's something ain't right. Lord have mercy, baby. Huh?
Would you ever have sex with the ex that you just got done with?
Hell no. Hell no. Hell no. Fuck no.
Okay, any of your
hell
exes?
No. Yes. Hell yes. Hell.
That's what I'm saying. I plead the fifth on that. I really do. Because I'm not
here,
trying to get
said,
shot.
Last time I checked, everybody 18 and under was gone. So you going to put me in the fifth on everything?
No, because look, Mel, I can't. No.
Or you going to stay in your corner?
I'm going to go put myself in the corner. Shit. I got my chair and my book right there waiting for me to read while I'm in the corner.
Oh, my stomach.
Trying to get somebody shot and in trouble.
How? You got a girlfriend?
I'm talking to someone, yes.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
So you trying to get somebody shot?
Yeah.
Wait, y'all, never mind. Okay.
I am.
Yo. Look.
I'm talking to somebody.
Shit.
I'm not trying to get shot.
KC is 100% single, ladies. Y'all hear that? Single.
Here you go.
Hey, that facebook.com/ J J U S Z K C. J U S Z. Either you can search me in the Facebook KC. So she is 100% single. And ready to mangle. You hear that, ladies? Y'all heard it. Teddy said I can mingle now. You know, Teddy was.
Yeah, you can mingle now. Go on about your business.
How y'all feel about long-distance relationships?
I love them. Mm.
Me too.
Yes.
Why?
I love long-distance relationships.
I can say why. Because, I mean, I like them when they don't stay in good old Commonwealth of Virginia when I do have longer-distance relationships. Two, we have that communication thing and a trust. Three, it gives me a reason to leave the state.
I know that's right.
And kick rocks with open toes?
Pretty much.
And kick rocks with open toes?
Kick rocks with open toes, I guess. I don't know.
Long-distance relationships gives you both the time that you need to actually get to know that person from a longer distance. You know what I'm saying? Like, okay, say, like, I just feel like a person gives you their representatives when they first start talking to you. You know what I'm saying? Like, hey, you know, my name is, here you go. My name is Tanya. I'm fat, fab, light skin, long hair, green ass, mixed with Jamaican Somali. You know, you thinking she bad. You feel what I'm saying? So then when you meet her, you going to see Halle Berry. You feel what I'm saying? And just because she look like Halle Berry, she got some goddamn Freddie Berry up in her. You know what I'm saying? She got some Frankenstein up in her. And she's not going to show you.
Mm-mm.
She's not going to show you this Frankenstein.
How cute.
into a year. You get what I'm saying? So you've been up with Halle Berry for a year. And then you do, man, it does a 360 and Frankenstein comes out and then you MG, what does she get? Oh, she ratchet. And you be mad as hell because she all wrong. Give me a phone. I'm about to take this bitch a picture. Got it? I'm about to put this bitch on Twitter. Then you be like, I'm too grown for this. You know what I'm saying? You just can't take it no more. You better what I'm saying? So, you know, long distance relationship, give you a little bit of time. You can talk to them for a couple months, maybe a year or two, blah. Boom. You kind of know their attitudes and everything because you hear, you know, been around a little bit, and you know what's going on with them, so they give you a little bit of time to get to know them, you know? And, like Teddy said, you get to get out, explore. You said I've been drinking.
Hey, y'all been drinking?
I haven't had a drink today. I need one right now.
I don't drink on the weekdays, so. I'm not drunk at all. This is KC. Now, if you meet KC in person, it gets worse than us.
Yes, it gets worse if you meet us.
I believe it.
Be sober as hell.
I'm
crazy
I'm very crazy.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm very crazy. Wow. But it's true. Mm-hmm. You know, OMG, what did she get? Oh, she ratchet. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? You see her, you be like, oh, no, it's all wrong. Give me the phone. I'm about to take this bitch a picture. You be out. You be on Facebook like, get it. I'm about to put this bitch on Twitter. You know?
Yeah.
You know, then you be like, hold on, man. You be like, man, this girl off the chain, man. I can't date this girl. And then you get, then she done moved in your house, and then you can't even get the hell out the house. Sorry, y'all. I'm actually going through this now. So, but you get what I'm saying? So it's like.
It's going to be okay.
You know what I'm saying? I'm just being
one-hearted.
Oh,
my God. You know. Why would you do
that? But that's what happened. Yeah, I'm telling you, man. Long distance relationship, you got to go through all that, man. You be like, little baby, look. I'm about to rent this car, and I'm coming to see you, baby. You know what I'm saying? See, I can't date a girl that's like in California, nothing like that. I'm in Virginia. That's just dead. But if I'm in Virginia, she can live on the East Coast.
Right?
She can live like New York or D.C. or Maryland, Baltimore, Maine, Rhode Island, Connecticut,
Florida,
Atlanta. She can live in those places like that. Tennessee, Kentucky, somewhere I can get to her within 8 hours. You get what I'm saying? Because 8 hours is a good little drive. I can do that. You know what I'm saying? But I can't be flying to no California. Because you know what? We can't afford to do it, girl. I want to see you once a year. You hear me? I need to see my boy at least once a month, twice a month, something like that. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, that's just how it is. So,
how long y'all known each other?
Who me?
Mm-hmm.
See, what had happened was, right, let me tell you about me and Teddy.
Uh-oh.
Teddy came over to my house one day, and she was like, hey, boo. What's up, baby? She was like, I'm trying to tell you, girl. Like, she was like, hey, boo. I was like, hey, baby. She was like, you like my booty, do? I was like, hell yeah, girl. I was like, come on, over here, boo-boo. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, my
She was like, I'm about to give you a new name. And I was like, what's your name? And she was like, my name's Teddy Bear, girl. I was like, my name is KC, baby. And so we were just drinking on us some Moscato and some chicken wings.
Oh, my God.
And she was like, boo. She was like, I love you. I was like, girl, I love you too, girl. I was like, girl, look, I'm trying to do this she's on thing. You know, I'm trying to do this she's on.
Oh, my God.
And she was like, for real? She was like, what she's on? I was like, girl, it's for the lesbians, child. We're trying to do something positive for the lesbians and get everybody on the website for them and start going on down again Facebook. She was like, for real, girl, man? I was like, girl, let me take something, Teddy. There. If I let you down, you got to bend over. She was like, girl, I would bend over for you, girl. Call me Butter Booty. I was like, hey, Butter Booty. You know what I'm saying?
She's not denying it.
Ever since.
Really?
Ever since Teddy has been my co-host. She has been my co-host on She's On Radio because she bent over and let me be her Butter Booty. Okay.
I did not bend over and do nothing.
Teddy is
so Teddy, you the soft spot when it comes to y'all too, huh?
Yes.
What the fuck?
Teddy was like, OMG,
me.
I just want to know, can I watch?
Yeah.
That's all.
The hell? Can, when you watch, I want to watch.
I just want to know, can I watch?
Oh, my God.
Nah, I'm just joking with you.
I'll watch from the wind.
Oh, Lord.
You know how I met you.
You can watch it from the window.
I'm going to be real. I don't even know how I met Teddy. Like, real talk. I know she was in my gay household, my gay family. Like, long. It was like, I've been thinking we've been knowing each other like a year. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And we just became tight and shit. And I just was like, look, I'm going to put you on my radio show because I don't want to get on you alone. You know, I ain't want to get on you alone. You feel what I'm saying? I was just like, oh, no. I think it'd be a lot better if I have chemistry with somebody I'm you know, close with or whatever. So I was like, I'm gonna call Teddy. Let me see if Teddy want to get on here with me. It's something to do. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And ever since then, girl, we've been on here. We've been butter booties for life, girl.
Look here. But no, man.
Y'all get it in before the show or after?
We get it in all through the show, baby. Come here, Teddy.
I told you. Not tonight, honey. Get the fuck away from me. I got a headache. Oh, my God. I got a headache.
Y'all make my stomach
hurt.
This is too much.
Well, now you got a headache. You got a headache.
Yes, I got a headache. I told you this earlier. I had a headache. Oh, my God.
It's about to be a fatal attraction, bitch. Let me tell you something. You don't tell me you got a headache because if you don't, look, you know what? You gonna start playing with me over here because Casey don't play that. You know,
okay.
You know what? Let me go get my goddamn axe and beat you upside your goddamn head. And then.
Oh, no, I can't be a witness.
Oh, my God. Help.
I just thought I'd joke a little bit since it was fatal attraction, since we was talking.
Help me. She about to come with that. Help me, damn it.
Nah, but, you know, Teddy, she's an awesome person. And I really do like working with her and, you know.
Oh.
Hopefully one day we can do a tour of 50 states and go see all the ladies all over the world. And
get yourself in trouble.
I'm not going to get in trouble.
Make sure y'all single.
He would get in trouble, that means shit.
Huh?
I'm gonna be single on this tour, you hear me?
I'm not gonna get in trouble. I know how to go out and have fun without getting in no trouble.
Shit.
Okay, that might be from your stand. But it's some females out here that don't care.
Yes, they do, girl. They do not care.
And
oh, I
know
they don't care.
Do what they want to get what they want. And then you're gonna be feeling messed up because you done got.
I'm going to tell them I can't get down like that. I'm going to be nice. And if they don't hear me being nice, I'm just going to kindly push them the fuck away from me. And if that don't work.
You don't get a restraining order?
Yep, I'm going to go get me a white piece of paper. Bitch, keep your ass 500 feet away from me.
While you on tour, though, you only going to see this person one time. Unless they turn into a fatal and then just follow you back home.
I'm like, don't follow me back home. I got three nephews and make you not want to come back to my house.
SMH.
Don't come. Don't follow me no damn well.
That might be the way to get rid of them.
Yeah, that is true. I'm like, I'm going to leave you in here with my nephews. I got to go. I'll be right back and don't show up for 2 weeks.
Oh, no, that's too long.
No, I ain't gonna get no fatal attraction. Now you got me looking out my damn window. It's some bullshit. Before I go to sleep, I'm gonna be checking the windows and checking the doors.
Oh, so let me find out you got fatal attractions already.
I don't know. I do be looking over my shoulder.
You pleading the fifth? Okay.
I'm not pleading the fifth. I don't have no fatal attractions at the present moment. Thank God.
You better knock on wood.
I don't have no wood, so I'm going to knock on my plastic chair in my room. It is.
That make my head hurt.
Go take a BC and lay down somewhere.
It's too early.
What the hell? It's almost 2 o'clock.
It's too early.
Well, then, what time is it where you at?
2 o'clock.
All right, then. It's late, damn it. The hell?
4:59.
I'm going to go get a belt for you. You talking about this early.
You can't do that. I'm not like that.
You know what? You going to get me in trouble. I'm going to stop messing with you.
I'm just saying.
You talking about belt. I got a belt.
Hey, you said it. I just responded to it.
See, I know. I opened up the door and you came on in.
Don't do that.
I'm not.
Okay.
All right.
I stay on my feet. Casey, where you go? Why you get quiet? You sit in the corner?
I don't know what happened. I hope we're not having technical difficulties.
I'm on punishment. Remember, I'm on punishment. You remember, I'm on punishment.
But you was enjoying the conversation about her. I'm getting a belt.
Yeah, a little bit.
She might like it. She gonna get the handcuffs and the blindfold.
Yes, that was.
I would not mind.
See, there you go.
I was just quit opening the door.
I can't help it. Shit.
Okay, then I'm not gonna help answering.
You know what? I'm
no, but
gonna
I'm pretty
find
sure
you on my
me.
Facebook page. Go through all my friends on my Facebook page and find you and say, I got the belt.
You got the belt. You got the belt.
Yep, I got the belt, and I'm fitting to use it.
Nah, then we're going to get in trouble.
Yes.
I don't want to get in trouble.
Oh, see, I'm not going to get in trouble.
If you show me the belt, you're going to get in trouble.
Oh, God dang, dang it to hell. I'll use it for my pain sting shit.
Okay, that's a deal. I'm just saying.
I'm going to get shot. No, the person I know, look, it's like this. The person that I'm talking to know, I joke around and whatever, but it ain't nothing serious. So.
Maybe somebody's vibrator going off. I hope you're not getting in trouble.
You know what? That's my phone. I have an alert.
It sounded like a text message. I was just saying, I hope you're not getting in trouble.
No, it's not a text message. I had to look. It's not a text message. It's Facebook. Don't get me shot.
You gonna get yourself shot. You don't want
to. No, I'm not, because I'm being honest. I done already said the person, though, I joke around. I flirt a little bit. Flirt a little bit, but it ain't nothing serious. I'm not stepping
at
out.
At least you're honest, though. Some people be like, they don't even do that.
I don't step out. I flirt. She might flirt. Ain't nothing wrong with it, but at the end of the day, you know I'm calling you, and you calling me, and that's how it's supposed to be.
Aww.
I'm sensitive.
You're sensitive.
You know what?
Okay, I quit.
Time out. You in time out now.
Whoa, what's over here with me? What's in the
I don't know. I don't know. KC might be in the corner with you.
Sit in the corner with me.
KC probably going to be in the corner because she's still on time out.
No, we're not in the same corner.
No, y'all on opposite sides of the room.
Yep. I'm not talking to her. She on punishment.
Oh, wow.
I don't want to be on punishment.
I'm trying to get you off, bro. She want to be on opposite sides of the room and corners now. Work with me here.
Well, I just said bend.
You said what?
Bend over.
I don't know. Bend them over. But, ladies, we have to conclude this show because it is actually 2 o'clock in the morning, the ending of our show. So,
all right, y'all have a good night.
Thank you so much, and we're going to tune to you tomorrow. But don't go anywhere because I have some awesome announcements that I want everybody to hear, okay?
Okay.
All right, ladies, I want to thank everybody for tuning in to She's On Radio. First of all, before we go anywhere, I would definitely like to thank all of our guests, especially DOAP Dope. Well, thank you so much for coming on here and giving us some of your awesomeness. You know what I'm saying, ladies? If you have not followed Dope, y'all need to. She is off the chain. Google Dab. You will definitely be intrigued. Also, ladies, some of you all are new today. That's okay. Thanks for joining. Jump on the bandwagon. Every Monday through Thursday, we are here, same time, same place. We have different interviews. We interview celebrities. We interview anybody lesbian and you know what I'm saying, is doing something positive in the community. If you know anybody, definitely give them the email to us. It's she, S-H-E, period, Z-O-N-E-E, at gmail.com. Yo, artists, rappers, strippers, hell, we even interview puppies. If they're lesbian and they got something to say, tell them holler at us. Yeah, I mean, another thing, if you are a lesbian, which I already know you are, and you are not on our website yet, yo, you do not know what you're doing. Down Lake MySpace don't have nothing on She's On, because guess what? It's all dedicated to the ladies, right? So I want y'all to go on right now, www.shezone.org. There, you can get into the chat rooms, you can go make a user page, you can get on the message boards, all that. You know what I'm saying? We definitely want to get you in tune to that. Another thing, if you are not linked into me, I'm KC, you know what I'm saying? Y'all can hit me on Facebook, facebook.com/JUSZKC, or either you can look me up as KC CEO Shezone. You know what I'm saying? Definitely, you definitely want to be my friend or subscribe to me, because I definitely have a lot of stuff going on right now that could really benefit all my gay lesbians. So, yeah, definitely. Another thing, if you are in Richmond, Virginia on a Friday, Shezone do now have Friday nights at the Shezone, which is a gay night for lesbians. You know, people travel or whatever to come and support this night. So, even if you just want to travel on Friday, get away, come on out, 207 West Broad Street, Richmond, Virginia. Y'all definitely need to tune in to that. You know, so Teddy, before we go, let everybody know how they can get in contact with you.
They can either contact me on Facebook, facebook.com/thekingofVA, Twitter @TeddyBear_VA83. You can also follow me on Instagram if you like. All one word, Teddy Bear the King of VA. Holla at your boy. All
right, ladies, y'all definitely has been a pleasure to be here with you all tonight. But, girl, I gotta go right now. Yeah, I like that. Later. But anyway, y'all have a nice night. Stay tuned to She's On Radio tomorrow. We will be talking about studs. You are not a man. Until then, ladies, y'all have a good night. We love you and good night. I'm going to leave you all with a good artist right now that I want y'all to hear. Her name is Jimmy Montana. Now playing. Let's go.
For them bitches, my pal gang vicious. I lick your stomach, touch your back, and give your neck some kisses. Call me the money man, I grant all your wishes. Long as I don't catch you out here chillin' with no other bitches. Cool young nigga, high hung nigga.
fresh to death shit. I might just die, young nigga. Round, round in my game tight. We met and fucked on the same night. We the guards and alcohol had them all rocking the same mic. She bad as fuck, she know it. Ass fat, I'm trying to hold it. These niggas might run the streets with baby girl, I own them. Got a condo that's way changed, let's vacate it up. When we get there, we can kick the hood. We ain't even gotta fuck this.
I'm on my grind, getting money, trying to stack my riches. I say fuck a nigga, I say fuck a bitch. I need paper, money, hungry, starving like a bitch. You wanna fuck with me, gotta pay like you wait. Black car, shopping spree, send that shit my way. I got that bomb pussy, I got that wet shit. I got this shit to make you wanna leave your other chick. Call me water fountain, I'm something like the ocean. I'll ride you like a horse. Motion, shot after shot, I take it to the head. I take it to the belly, then I take it to my head.
Alright, ladies, thank you for your time. I love you so much again. You can hit me up on Facebook /JUSZKC. Twitter @JUSZKC. Instagram /JUSZKC. Best, baby. Love you.